President Bush sends his budget for fiscal 2005 to Congress on Monday. It will confound some lawmakers who thought that they voted last fall for a $400 billion Medicare bill, including a prescription drug benefit. Well, now, the White House estimates that the law will cost about a third more, between $530 and $540 billion over the next decade. This morning, President Bush defended the law, bigger number and all.
The Medicare reform we did is a good reform. It fulfills a longstanding promise to our seniors. Congress is now going to have to work with us to make sure that we set priorities and are fiscally wise with the taxpayers' money. I'm confident they can do that if they're willing to make tough choices.
With us to discuss all this is NPR's Julie Rovner. Welcome once again,
Hi,
Julie.
Robert.
Conflict here. Congressional estimators say $400 billion over the next 10 years. The Bush administration says $535 billion. Who's right?
We don't know. I mean, the dirty little secret in Washington is that it's very difficult to estimate these things. It's a very sophisticated guessing game. In healthcare, which is so expensive, we spent $1.6 trillion a year. So small differences in assumptions about how much things will cost can have really big price tags. The other thing is healthcare is notoriously hard to estimate because it's hard to predict what's going to happen in healthcare, what kind of new technology we're going to get that will either increase costs or save costs.
Okay, so both numbers, $400 billion, the low side, $535 billion, the high side, these are both estimates. What accounts for the gap then? What has gone into each estimate that makes them so different?
Well, there are a couple of things. One of them is there are different estimates of how much drugs will cost over the next decade and how many drugs Medicare beneficiaries will use. But it seems that the biggest piece of the difference is something that we really knew last summer, and that's how many Medicare beneficiaries are going to join these new private health plans, HMOs and PPOs. The administration, the backers of this law, hope that over time these new plans will save Medicare money. But at least at the beginning, it seems fairly clear that they will cost Medicare more money. That's because when a Medicare patient is just in the traditional plan, they don't cost Medicare any money until they go out and get health care services. They go to the doctor, they go to the hospital. When that same patient joins a private health plan, Medicare immediately starts paying that plan several hundred dollars a month. The other thing the law does is it increased payments for those plans, so it will be even more money. Because the administration estimated that many more people will join the health plans than Congress did, it has a much higher price tag for that.
But Julie, when you say we really knew that last summer, does that mean that the White House was assuming that it would cost over $500 billion all along and just let the lowball figure float out there at $400 billion?
Well, of course, technically and legally, it's the congressional estimator's estimate that counts. Mm-hmm. So the White House could say with a straight face it costs $400 billion because that's what the Congressional Budget Office says. They may not have known that this would cost exactly $535 billion because they just finished that estimate, but they certainly knew that it was going to cost more than $400 billion.
Well, as we heard, President Bush said this is a good bill. It doesn't matter whether it's $400 billion or $535 billion was what he implied. Is there any possibility that they would reopen the bill and go back and amend it because of this cost estimate?
Well, it seems doubtful, but certainly this bill is not playing that well in the hinterlands. A Republican pollster yesterday admitted that so far it's been a net negative for the Republicans. On the other hand, it seems unlikely that angry conservatives, who were promised this would only cost $400 billion, are going to team up with Democrats because they know that what they'd end up with is a bigger bill, not a smaller bill.
So the Medicare debate is not over.
No, the Medicare debate is not over. Democrats say that they're going to use this number to reinforce efforts to pass some of their bills that would bring down drug prices, things like allowing people to buy drugs from Canada and other developed countries. And they want to change a part of the bill that forbids the government from negotiating for lower drug prices.
NPR's Julie Rovner, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.